as soon as the individual doesn't have an essential spiritedness in passion, but has become accustomed to letting the intellect intervene every time he's about to take action, then he'll never in his life experience the disjunction. Everything becomes a blend, made out of a little decision-making, a little coincidence, a little cleverness, and a little courage, a little probability, and a little faith, a little action, and a little coincidence. Anyone who's made the deceptive exchange of winning an extraordinary intellect by losing the ability to want and the passion to take action is thereby very much inclined to stiffen up his spinelessness with various considerations in advance that tentatively move forward, and several considerations afterwards that reinterpret what happened. What is it then I separate with my either-or? Is it good and bad? No. My either-or does in no way express the choice between good and bad. It expresses the choice whereby one chooses good and bad, or excludes them. The question is here, under what conditions one wants to perceive all of existence and live one's life? That the one who chooses good and bad chooses the good is quite true. But that only becomes apparent afterwards.